This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The great outdoors were a little less popular in Colorado last year. CPR's Paulo Chalceda has more.
State parks got 9% fewer visitors compared with the previous year. 2021 had been an all-time high amid the pandemic. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials believe the decrease is just a return to the mean. But despite that decrease last year, visitation is still above pre-pandemic levels. State parks got about 18 million visitors in 2022. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators are asking for more money for the Southern Colorado-Arkansas Valley Conduit. That's a pipeline that would bring clean drinking water to six counties in the lower Arkansas River Valley, including Pueblo. The pipeline has been in the works for decades with limited progress due to funding issues. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper hope the Biden administration will dedicate money from the federal infrastructure law or the general government funding bill. First-year University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders unveiled his first recruiting class Wednesday. 42 athletes signed with the Buffs, making it the largest class in program history. And Sanders says he's looking to build the class further with transfer students.
This is just a pause. This is just a comma. Because there's a lot of people that's going to bungee jump in that portal after spring because they're going to be disappointed in the playing time and the commitment or the level of participation that they're garnishing. And we're going to take full advantage of that.
The record haul includes a top defensive player and last year's top high school recruit. 24/7 Sports ranks the class 21st in the nation. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 2:05. Coming up next, we'll get some fresh air. It is a sunny, relatively warm day across Colorado today. Highs along the Front Range are in the mid to upper 40s.